Tunnels of Tyranny by Mary Harelkin Bishop. Published by Driver Works Inc. $19.95 ISBN 9781927570715. Moose Jaw. The tunnels of Moose Jaw are once again the backdrop for nail-biting excitement and adventure in The Tunnels of Tyranny, the fourth book in Mary Harelkin Bishop's best-selling Moose Jaw time travel adventure series. I am delighted the series has been relaunched. The books were originally published by Koto Books, which closed in 2020. However, the series was still in demand and, when the 20th year anniversary of the books drew near, Mary Harelkin Bishop approached Driver Works Inc. to assist in updating the books and relaunching them. In this book, Andrea and Tony race to Moose Jaw when they hear that their grandfather is ill. He asks them to return to the past to retrieve a notebook. But when they return to 1920s Moose Jaw, they discover the dreaded Ku Klux Klan, KKK, is in town. It's a race against time as the children wonder if they will ever get back to the present or will have to stay in 1920s Moose Jaw forever. Bishop's research is fascinating, and she bases the events that occur in the book on historical facts. In a note at the back of the book, Bishop explains that in 1927, members of the Klan came to Moose Jaw looking to expand their questionable organization from the United States into the Canadian prairies. Specifically, three men came to organize an outdoor mass rally, such as the one mentioned in the book. They came to make sure the British way of life was upheld and strengthened, and to rid the city of immigrants from Eastern European countries and Asia. She puts Andrea, Tony, and their friends right in the middle of the action and brings the past to life in a fast-paced story that will have you flipping through the pages to see what happens next. I love seeing the way the characters have grown and developed through the series. There's such a sense of familiarity going back into the past and meeting Vance, Beanie, Rosie, and Sarah again. Even Mr. Wong, who played such a crucial role in previous books, is front and center as he is targeted by the KKK. The book has been updated with shorter chapters and new illustrations by Wendy Nordle. There are lots of extra resources too, including historical notes, discussion questions, and art and writing activities to help young readers interact with the story. There's even a copy of the front page of the actual Moose Jaw newspaper that inspired the story. The book is geared towards readers 10 to 14 years of age, but I think it's wonderful for the whole family to read. I loved it. This book is available at your local bookstore or from www.skbooks.com.